How do you evaluate your outing today?
It's a couple pitches away. You know, we're one pitch away there in the sixth from getting out of there up 3-2 and pitching six innings, giving up two runs, and had the soft bloop drop in there and chopper over first, get me out of the game. But, you know, only two balls go for hits. We're hit hard today. So I made some good pitches. Had some bad luck, too. So
Ollie mentioned he thought he had four or five pitches working today for you.
I had good command and spin the ball okay. Still waiting on my good curveball to come back, but it's okay. It's all right. Cutter's okay. Fastball was okay. You know, everything was all right. You know, I would have loved to have got out of that six without that last run scoring. But, you know, I really the only thing I could control there was the walk and stolen base there. I should have been a little quicker to the plate there probably. But I was hoping I would get a second pitch where I could do a faster move and we would get him, you know, on a quicker move there.
How difficult is this whole thing? You have all these talented players. You have all this tradition. You're not used to any of this right now. How difficult is it?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know how many times we can answer that question without giving you something different. You know, I mean, we're all very upset about how things are going. You know, we keep showing up and expecting it to be different, and it keeps not being different. So all we can do is keep moving forward and stay positive.
Wayno, what benefits do you get from moving to the third base side of the rubber?
Well, if, you know, it's a few games in a row, I was giving up more hits than I wanted to, not quite executing like I wanted to. So, I mean, if it's not working, why I keep doing the same thing, give them a different look. So I moved over on right-handers today to the first base side, one pitch, and he hit it out of the park. So then I moved back over to third base side.
And we talked about, like you said, it feels like you all have to play perfect ball to win right now. Is that something that you all are feeling from the player side as well? And how hard is it to play a game based on feeling? You feel like you got to be perfect?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that's probably fair. Everybody's feeling like they have to be perfect. Probably pitchers, too, feeling like they can't give up any runs, and hitters feeling like they got to drive in runs. And when you're constantly focused on that, thinking about stuff like that, it takes the focus off of executing performance. So it's not as easy as telling someone to not think about that, you know, when you've gone through a rough stretch. So we have to play our way out of it.
I know with the sinker to Stevenson, did you miss on that? Did you want that to be elevated on that?
We're trying to go up and in there.
Okay.
I'd got him out down and away a few times, and so I didn't want him leaning out and hooking something on me, you know. And so these hitters are good. They don't strike out a lot. Mm-hmm. They're guys that put ball in play and run. There's a lot of speed over there. I made the pitch I wanted to, honestly. I mean, trying to get that up and in on his hands, let him pop out, and just didn't go as far as I needed it to go or as short as I needed it to go.
Yeah. We brought up speed. I mean, from the walk to Dela Cruz and steal. I mean, the speed of this game, of their game, how much did that influence today's game?
Well, and he might be the fastest player in baseball right now. I think he just set the record. Even though I beat him that first inning, check the replay. I beat him the first, but I had to really book it. I mean, he's running at a pretty good clip there. So yeah, they have speed from top to bottom. So you just got to keep them off base, and if you do get on base, you have to be pretty quick to the plate.
Well, you know, in your experience, when a team struggles in one run games, is there usually a common denominator, or is it a little bit of a combination of things that hurt a team?
The only common denominator we've had is that we find ways to lose. You know, we're losing in different ways every game. But, you know, today was a fairly well-played game. Their pitcher is really good. I mean, Hunter Green's one of the best young arms in the game right now. And so, you know, we put a couple of runs on him. Crooked number, took a lead, had a lead going into the sixth. And you know, didn't work out like we wanted to. But it is seemingly a thing where we're losing by one a lot.